This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I'm going to share with you a lesson, not my lesson, but the lesson from Scripture that I think is the secret of comfort that most people don't know or they don't understand, and it's this. God comforts people in their grief, but it doesn't stop there. He comforts people in their grief, people like you and people like me, so that we can take that comfort from God, use it to comfort other people, and then something happens. Do you know what happens when God comforts you and you use that comfort to comfort someone else? God comforts you even more. Just like that man didn't know when he turned around into that young man and said, I hope God grants you some peace in your sorrow and meets you in your sorrow and offers you comfort. And that man did bring a measure of comfort to him. Let's read the passage. It's in 2 Corinthians. I've never preached from this book of the Bible, ever. I preached from 1 Corinthians. I did here at Crossview years ago. But we're looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 1, right at the very beginning. I don't know what you've gone through in life experience in the way of grief, but as I said earlier, you will experience grief. It's just a matter of time. No one gets a pass on grief unless you die early yourself. No one gets a pass on that. You know, I don't know how many funerals I've conducted for people's fathers, perhaps hundreds of funerals over the years, but I didn't appreciate it until this past August when my own dad died. And suddenly I had a whole new vista of appreciation, a whole new way of looking at grief because I had gone through that experience myself in August of last year. It gave a whole new perspective for me in a way that I will have a new understanding every time now I do a funeral for someone's father, especially for men. I think men experience something in the loss of their father. Someone says that men really don't grow up totally until they lose their fathers. And there's some truth to that. I'm not saying that's a hard and fast principle, but there is some truth to that. Verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God. I want to talk about that. Paul identifies himself as an apostle. The word apostle means one who is sent, and Paul was a commissioned messenger of Jesus. We know what a commissioned officer means. I think some of you have a concept of that, what it means to be commissioned as an officer in the military. But Paul was a commissioned messenger of the kingdom of God, and he was commissioned by Christ himself. Paul was commissioned by Jesus himself to be his messenger, particularly to the Gentiles, and what a powerful messenger he was. Paul, an apostle by Christ Jesus, by the will of God. What would you be if the will of God had free rein in your life? What kind of husband would you be if the will of God were played out in your life? What kind of father would you be? What kind of wife and mother would you be? What kind of single person would you be with the will of God at free rein in your life? And then he says to the church of God in Corinth. That's interesting. Did you know that the church or the city of Corinth was so wicked, so decadent, that if you wanted to make fun of somebody and say they were low life, you say, oh, he's a Corinthian. That's how bad Corinth was as a city in terms of morality. Oh, he's a Corinthian. You know what that means. It means all kinds of things of wickedness. And God had a church in Corinth. Just like the Lord has churches everywhere. For instance, you know, when you mention Las Vegas, most people think of casinos and lights and prostitution and gambling, all kinds of stuff. But the Lord has a church in Las Vegas, many churches, and some of the most dynamic Christian churches like ours in the country are in Las Vegas. God's working among the people there. God always has a presence in every city. He always does.
We'll continue this message from 2 Corinthians 1 tomorrow on CrossHope. You do know our website is crosshope.org. One word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to CrossHope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.